Good morning. Welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I'm Reverend Jabari Butler, and I'm honored to lead you in this time of prayer. We are still journeying through our devotional, Immeasurably More, by Mark Mitchell. Today, our scripture comes from Isaiah 11, 1 through 5, but I will focus on verses 1 through 2, and it reads, "A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord." When we think about a leader, a king, or someone of notoriety, we often think of someone who comes from the best backgrounds, the best schools, the best pedigrees, and the like. And our Jesus, the Messiah, brings us a message of hope, but comes from humble beginnings by choice. Yes, we are talking about the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who is Alpha and Omega with limitless power, chose to come from humble beginnings, hence the stump of Jesse. But God causes the seemingly insignificant to be raised to power. You see, we have work to do. There are things for us to do in this earth that God calls us to do. But it's not always going to come from the places that we might imagine. It may come from uncomfortable places. The things that we must do to help make this place a better place are going to come from people from all walks of life. And our God is so awesome and so mighty. God knows how to use what they call the foolish things to shame the wise. And so it's us working together as a people, as a common unity, as a body of Christ, to come together and do the work of our God. And in Jesus, we find a righteousness that is not of a man, but of God and his wisdom and knowledge and understanding, one who cares for the oppressed. You see, we have a risen King, a Savior, who we model after to do this great work. But we also are looking at how we embrace everyone. We have not a higher priest who does not identify with our sufferings. We know that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but we also know that our Jesus understands what it means to be shut out. And see, what happens is that we often look at how we're gonna make things work, how we're gonna make things happen. We look for the powerful, the mighty answer. But again, it's all of us working together. And it's understanding that there are persons who are marginalized, people who are cut out and left out and want to be included in this society where it's me and I and mine and get everything that I can get. We must understand that it's about us working together as a population of people who are united under Christ, who are united as one group of people, one body, unified body of believers. So that means there's poor, there's the oppressed, there's the up and coming, there's a down and out, there's everyone in between. There's no big I's and little U's. It's all of us coming together and understanding that we have work to do. And we also come together with a hope in knowing that there is a future, a bright future. When Christ comes back, he will come again, coming to bring hope, coming to see a place that has no more war, and no more rumors of war, where the sword will be laid down, the lion and the lamb come together. We come together as one body of people under peace, where there's no more chaos, no more triumph, no more issues and trials and tribulations, but one of peace and glory and honor. And so we here, while we wait for that time, while we are yet in the midst of those times, we are Christ ambassadors. And we become people who are persons of peace, agents of his healing, voices whispering his truth to power. And we understand that we embody and embrace what God has given us, these gifts that God has put inside of us to come together in peace and unity. And so we inspire and aspire to be like Christ. We want to carry out this vision that Isaiah had left for, carrying out the power and the purpose of Jesus in our hearts, so that when we continue to operate and work on a day-to-day basis, when we go out to our businesses, we go out to schools, when we go out to communities, when we stand tall in the midst of trials and challenges, when we are around people who need hope in this dying world, we can bring a message of Christ, a message that gives people a chance to see something different in their life, a message that encourages people to go after their dreams, to go after their goals, to do things that God has called them to do, to be men and women of the Most High. And that means sharing a kind word. That means living by God's word. That means saying things that will encourage people to grow up in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Because it is about souls. It is about bringing people into the fold. It is about transforming this present world into the kingdom of God. It is embodying that very thing. And so I hope that this message is something that would encourage all of us, including myself, to take a moment and to reflect on God's goodness, but at the same time, go out and make a difference in the world. Let us pray. Great and mighty and awesome God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for coming to us to see about us. We thank you, Lord God, that even though you could have come in power, in might, the way the world standards would be, we realize, Lord God, that you had a different purpose in mind. You were about your Father's business. And God, we thank you for coming and taking up the person of Jesus on this earth, going through the suffering and the pain and going through all the things that we would need to learn from so that we would become Christ ambassadors and for being raised from the dead. God, we thank you now for all that we have in you. We thank you, Lord God, for the work that you give us, oh God, to operate like your Son, Jesus the Christ, to care for the widow and the needy, to care, Lord God, for those who are marginalized, left out, cut off. We thank you, Lord God, for those in need, oh God. We thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh. You provide everything that we need for life, for health, for living, Lord God. God, we pray, Lord God, that we will operate in your power today. Help us, oh God, to make a difference in the world, but not under our own strength, but by the strength and the power of the Holy Ghost that rests in each and every one of us. Lord God, we think, Lord God, that sometimes we may not be able to make it. Sometimes we think that it is impossible to proceed and move forward. But Lord, we know, oh God, that you are a most excellent God. We know, Lord God, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. That means everywhere we are, you are there with us. You are there holding us. You are there guiding us. You are there, Lord God, comforting us, oh God, in the midst, oh God, of challenging times, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are indeed everything that we need. You've already figured out what it is that we are asking for before we even ask it, before it is in our mind, oh God, you already understood it. Why? Because you knit us together in our mother's womb. You made us fearfully and wonderfully made. You know our being full well. And you made us, oh God, you fashioned us, oh God, for a purpose to be lived out in this world, to do what you called us to do, oh God, to make disciples, to do what you called us to do, oh God, to have the grace and to show the grace that you continue to give us. Lord God, let our lives be an offering to you. Help us, oh God, to transform this present place, oh God. Whether it be at our homes, whether it be in schools, whether it be in the political arena, or whether it be in the business world, whether it be on the fields, oh God, of sport, or whether it be just browsing around in a store. Lord God, everywhere that we go, Lord God, help us, oh God, to plant a seed, because in that seed, we know that you have greatness already instilled within it. And in each and every person, oh God, there is greatness that you have already built inside each and every one of us. I pray, Lord God, that that greatness will be unleashed for the upbuilding of your kingdom, that it will be unleashed, oh God, the gifts will be stirred up, oh God, to do your will, to bring hope where there's hopelessness, to bring care where there is no care, to bring money and resources, oh God, where they are needed most, oh God. Lord God, to help upbuild and rebuild, oh God, places that have been torn down, whether it be physical, mental, or spiritual, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We honor you today. We depend on you today. And we know that we can do it, oh God, because you called us to do it. You already knew what we could do. And we know that we cannot do it without the power that you have given us through the power of the Holy Ghost. So have your way today with our lives. Help us, oh God, to go out and make a difference in this world. It's in Jesus' name that we do pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. We hope that this has been a blessing to you and to those you may love. Be sure to share it. And we also look forward to you coming to see us here in person, right here at RealHope.org, online, and all of our social media pages. Thank you very much. God bless you. And remember, go out and make a difference in the world. God bless you.